Welcome back, folks, to the Wrestling Minute. I am, of course, your host, Kev Nevick, and we are here to preview the 2024 Royal Rumble, kicking off Saturday night instead of Sunday. A big shame for me personally. I will not be watching it live with all of you, so no spoilers on my Twitter, all right, at Kev Nevick. Do not tweet me Royal Rumble spoilers at Kev Nevick underscore, okay? Don't do it. I will be calling Ruthless Made Promotions Round 6 for our good friends over at Carnage Media, which might be where you are watching this right now. If you are listening, you're joining us here on Bite Size Sports, and we appreciate all of you nonetheless, however you're listening, however you're watching. Appreciate you. Let me know your predictions in the comments, who you think is going to win these four matches. That's right, four in the Royal Rumble. I was surprised. A few of the matches that I thought might have been Rumble card matches were had on SmackDown, and some of them are scheduled for the Raw after the Rumble. I believe what has likely happened is they just have some really fat Rumble matches coming, and so it's kind of a win-win, I guess, for them. They get to maybe juice up the viewership of SmackDown or Raw before and after the pay-per-view. Nothing new here, by the way. I'm probably not breaking any ground with longtime wrestling fans. It's just I do think maybe what did we have coming? We had the women's tag team matches with Damage Control. I do think that's been a decent size. I think in other lesser pay-per-views, that might have been an opening match. We got what we got with Escobar and Carlito, I thought could have been a pay-per-view match. Carlito made his comeback at Fastlane. I was there. I saw it live. So, I don't know. There are some interesting matches that did not make the cut. We've got four matches to talk about. I don't know if we're going to talk about them in the correct order. They're the order I assume things will go in. So, the Women's Royal Rumble first. I think there are only two real options here. I think it's going to be either Bayley wins or Becky Lynch wins. Those are the two prominent women's storylines. I guess you could throw Bianca Belair in there as someone who would be a good contender for either title. But we've already had the one-on-one between Becky and Rhea, where Becky's like, I don't know if I'm better than you. And that would be a great match. I think a lot of people want to see that. I also think between now and WrestleMania, you can get to that match without winning the Rumble. And I think people will be more interested in seeing this slow burn, this slow build of having Bayley separated from Damage Control. Spoiler alert, the Kabuki Warriors just won the tag team titles last night on SmackDown. And when they did, Asuka celebrated with Dakota Kai, and Io celebrated with Kairi Sane. I've flipped those, but you get what I mean. And no one celebrated with Bayley, so they're continuing to set this up. And I originally thought Becky was going to win the Rumble. Now I'm leaning Bayley. I think it could be interesting. Although, maybe Bayley won't win, and that's what will get her kicked out of Damage Control. It'll be interesting to see, but as I imagine, I think she's going to win the Rumble. Plan on maybe going after Rhea Ripley, and somehow, some way, either gets betrayed by Damage Control and then goes after Io's belt, or I don't see her winning it and making a heel turn against Damage Control. That would be kind of weird, in my opinion. So we'll see how it shakes out. Let me know who you think will win. I've put my winner in the ring. It's going to be Bayley once again. All right, now let's get to the United States Championship match, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. This one's intriguing to me. Real life stories are sort of impacting the way I'm thinking about this one. Now, we're going to do an entire episode about this. We're probably honestly going to talk about it twice, once more briefly, and then once after there's been a little more time and I've been able to read through all of the information that's been sent to me over the last couple of days regarding Vince McMahon. So, for those who do not know, Vince McMahon is out at WWE and TKO. He has resigned amid allegations from a former neighbor and employee who signed an NDA, I believe, in 2020 and to an agreed term of $3 million. It's alleged that Vince McMahon quit paying that money, and thus the woman, the alleged victim, has decided to go public. She has broken the NDA because Vince McMahon broke it first. Should be noted that Vince has a history of making deals with people and not paying them. You can probably find plenty of people who know, who were there, who have talked about this on their podcast. So I would suggest you do that. So I'm not paraphrasing anyone or lodging those accusations in the wrong direction, but go listen to a Cornette or somebody. Don't listen to Bruce Pritchard for sure, but maybe Dutch even, probably Busted Open. I'm sure you'll hear some stories. There are plenty of them out there. Plenty of shoot interviews talking about, hell, Bret Hart maybe has talked about it. I don't know. But with Vince now doing, whether or not he's done these heinous things he's alleged to do, it had a serious impact on the business. Slim Jim, the biggest wrestling sponsorship in history, I do believe, immediately paused their deal with the WWE, and they were supposed to be the main sponsor of this Royal Rumble, and they now are again. As soon as Vince McMahon resigned, maybe not as soon, but shortly after Vince McMahon resigning, Slim Jim is back on board. So, and they did release an official statement at the time directly stating that they were a company of integrity, and due to the recent allegations against Mr. McMahon, they were going to have to pause for a time, and so now they're back, reportedly. So with that in mind, Logan Paul is a known crypto scammer who not only got caught scamming with CryptoZoo, but then has now been caught lying about his repayment plan. The scam just continues. Again, you can go to YouTube channels that focus on that stuff and find the many scams of Logan Paul. He's just a bad person in general. That's not even to go into the mistreatment of his pets that he purchases and uses for clout. The dude in real life is a heel. And if it weren't for all of these allegations and the timing, I would say that he was absolutely winning this match because, unfortunately, for me personally, and maybe some fans who aren't able to separate the art from the artist, so to speak, he is really good. Logan Paul is really good at wrestling. He's also really good on the microphone at cutting promos. Maybe not the he's not the best talker in there by far, but he has charisma in a heelish way because he just, I believe, really is that cocky, is that arrogant. This is he's able to tap into something real here when he goes into heel mode. But his timing is very good, all that kind of stuff. He pauses at the right time to let the crowd do their thing. He's got that part down. So if it weren't for this company already acting swiftly to clean up its image, it may be, in some people's opinions, an overreaction to get the belt off of Logan and maybe have him go away for a while until his name isn't as negative. But name recognition wise, he's one of their top stars because of all the years he's been on the internet and the boxing and all those big money cards, even though they were a joke. He's got serious brand equity and name recognition. So I still think the WWE is going to have him retain. That's a long way to get there. I know, I'm sorry, but I wanted to explain my thoughts for why I am no longer as confident as I was before, because this is going to be what his first United States title pay-per-view defense, I believe, right? So you don't imagine a guy like this, especially an outsider, who's kind of a celebrity hire who just happens to be good in the ring and can pass as a wrestler. So guys like this typically are treated pretty well. They're not going to have him go out and job to a guy like Kevin Owens, who frankly doesn't need the United States title. It's not going to put him any more over with the crowd. This guy's a multi-time world champion. He's probably held the United States championship several times at this point as well. He doesn't need the belt. Logan, to build legitimacy with the wrestling fans, needs this win more than Kevin Owens. But will TKO WWE look to separate themselves from him for a while they deal with the utter insanity that Vince McMahon has allegedly caused? Well, he's caused it regardless, but I'm just going to keep saying allegedly in regards to the heinous accusations until this further progresses. But again, we'll talk about that more. By no means am I taking Vince McMahon's side. I just want to be careful. We need to do the whole innocent until proven guilty thing, but again, we will talk about it, because it tracks. These allegations are very serious, and when you have text messages, that's very easy to disprove. So I would be shocked to find out that these text messages are a phony. Again, this is the Wall Street Journal that published all of this, so hard to believe that this would be fake news. But again, still want to honor the process of due process. So fair warning to those who will listen to that episode. We'll be saying a lot of allegedly. Will be, as Clout Route fans like to call it, your old boy Kev might be sitting on the fence to some, it may seem. Make no mistake, any of this stuff is true. It's disgusting. It's appalling. No place for it in any workplace. And I'll go into it further. But anyway, let's get back into the Rumble. Again, we will have our episode to talk about that gross old man. Fatal four-way. Speaking of gross, fatal four-ways, not a big fan over here of the fatal four-way match. It's a lot to have the cameras looking at, a lot for the commentators to do, or it's a lot of people resting on the outside while two guys work, and, you know, they cleverly hide the camera, so one or two of the guys is just standing at the ready, hunched over near the ring. Luckily, I won't be in the arena, so it won't bother me, but it always bothers me when you do see that, or when it gets caught by the camera. So I'm not a huge fan of Fatal 4-Ways. That being said, I like the potential stories that could open up, especially SmackDown has really muddied the waters. I was much more clear in the direction I thought they would go in the Markamania preview of Royal Rumble. So check that out if you want. It's a little more laid back. Audio quality not quite as good, because we were doing it while watching the 2024 Royal Rumble as built by me in WWE 2K23. You might be shocked by who won, but I have a feeling you wouldn't hate it. So go ahead and check that out. Maybe, well, no, I'm just going to leave it alone. You wouldn't hate it. I don't want to spoil it. Go watch it. But when discussing tonight's event there, I thought certainly Roman Reigns is going to win. So let's get that out of the way. Still believe that. Believed it yesterday. Believe it today. I'm sure we all believe it. Yesterday, I thought it was going to be LA Knight and AJ Styles that would spiral out into a feud, sort of blood feud after this, and that potentially it would be Randy Orton and Roman Reigns finally finishing things off with, again, Roman going over Randy in a one-on-one. And I don't really know where they'd go with LA Knight and AJ Styles. I have a feeling LA goes over, just he's more popular at the time, and they turned AJ heel. And they have enough heel dominance right now, so I imagine AJ is going to do the job at the next big pay-per-view to whichever of those two he ends up feuding with. But then they had LA Knight hit Randy Orton with the BFT, which is definitely not an RKO. The BFT, it is, you know, I love LA Knight. It's hilarious to watch his growth, and it's been well earned, but I shouldn't say it's hilarious to watch his growth. It's hilarious to watch him do the People's Elbow and a Stone Cold Stunner. While just kind of talking like a mix of The Rock and Stone Cold, but it got over like crazy. And yeah, I'm all about it. So Roman's going to win this one. I no longer am as certain as I was about what direction it goes after that, but let me know what you think in the comments below. Who would you rather see fighting after this? Do you like how I laid it out? Do you have a better idea? I'd love to hear your ideas. Is there someone out there in the WWE universe that has somehow been forgotten that needs to be placed into the main event to challenge for this belt? Because the way they've set it up, I imagine it's one of these three guys that probably will have the best case to say, I had Roman Reigns beat. You know, the ref came, Solo came in, the ref was knocked out, whatever happens. Part of me is worried that all three of them will have a case, you know, that they'll all get robbed at one point or another, and it's going to be a 60-minute match with a bunch of Russo-esque swerves. But hopefully it'll just be one guy, and then Roman and that one guy can settle up, and clearly I don't think it's going to be you, but AJ and the other will then feud. Those are my thoughts. So let's get to the main event, the Royal Rumble, before this turns into the wrestling hour. To me, I think it can only be two people. It's either CM Punk or Cody Rhodes. And I honestly should have said Cody Rhodes first. And with Cody, I think he may end up being a victim of CM Punk coming back to the WWE and then The Rock apparently returning as well, because I do think that the plan originally, and it may still be the plan, was for Cody Rhodes to become the first person in about 30 years to win back-to-back Royal Rumbles and then finish the story at WrestleMania 40. But now CM Punk is here. Now The Rock is here, and the rumors are that The Rock wants to work WrestleMania. That tracks, right? It seems like The Rock. So is there a way that they will do this differently now? I could see CM Punk, who also historically and notoriously wants to main event WrestleMania, and a part of me doubts he would be coming back if headlining WrestleMania wasn't on the table for him. It doesn't mean that it has to be WrestleMania 40, but I do think it has to be 40 or 41. And with them pitching 40 as such a huge event, part of me thinks Punk has to be one of them. Maybe you can convince him to be the night one main event, because yes, it's Roman Reigns, but there's no way Punk's not going to push for that main event slot. So is it going to be, originally I thought it would be Punk Rollins, which would be awesome in my opinion, and then Cody and Roman. Will they use The Rock to boost sales in Perth? I don't know a lot about the geography out there, but I hear Perth is sort of far away from everywhere else, that it's a major city, but as far as other places in that region, there is like a 3-hour drive or something to get out to Perth. So Will The Rock be used to make sure that's a sellout and try to win over that overseas crowd? I've heard that rumored as well. I don't know. So this one is very difficult for me to call. And again, I'd love to hear who you think will win. I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes. Won't be surprised if it's Punk. But the last one, I have a question for all of you out there in the comments, because as I booked this Fantasy Royal Rumble in 2K23 last night, I found myself not with a lot of room for legends, because I was thinking, well, most of the guys I have access to on this game probably aren't going to be in the Rumble. At one point, I thought about having Booker T in there because he's recently made an appearance, but I'm not buying into this Hogan nonsense. Let me know if you are. Maybe I should do a little quickie about that one on its own, but there's a lot of mid-card talent and, you know, main card talent still with Gunther. You know, Gunther, I guess, would be my third choice. He's an outside shot. Unfortunately for Drew McIntyre, I think he'll be one of the final four, but I don't think he's got a real shot at winning this. It's not really his time right now. I think the final two will be Cody and Punk, and I'll get to another desire of mine after we finish this Legends portion. So let me know who you think would be a good fit, I should say. And it can be for the women's or the men's. I'd love to hear what Legends you think might be in play. I think this is a year where we might be a little light on the Legends, because it really doesn't need it. There's very intriguing storylines between the tension between Drew and everyone, from CM Punk to Damian Priest, who, again, I don't think will win. He already has the money in the bank. The fact that he's in it, again, makes me think there are fewer legends than there would be in normal years, because you don't need – the guy's already got a – he can have a title match anytime he wants. What's he need a WrestleMania title match for? He's just going to have two title matches in his pocket. So I don't think he's a real option. So let me know who you think will fit in. And the one hope that I have for the Royal Rumble before we put a cap on this is – I mentioned – in that stream last night that sometimes the WWE gets repetitive, and I was saying that in reference to, you know, now Damage Control has three, but they've got the women's tag titles and the women's championship. Of course, we all know what the Bloodline storyline was like for so long when they held all the gold. Judgment Day has all the gold on their brand except for Seth Rollins' title, and as I mentioned, Priest has that money in the bank case. So in theory, we could see all these belts essentially in the hands of three factions, with Gunther and heel Gunther and heel Logan Paul being the only standalone. So it's very heavily slated. All the heels have belts except for Seth. And they kind of repeat things. And the example on how it pertains to the Royal Rumble is last year they had Rhea Ripley and Gunther both set endurance records for the male and female Royal Rumbles, men's and women's. And I don't like that at all. Why are you doing that in the same show? I thought it should have been spaced out, but I hope that with those records both being set only last year, I hope I don't see Gunther or Bayley or Becky is one of those first two. I hope I don't want to see Cody Rhodes as one of the first two, and now we got to watch him go the distance again. You know, let these records sit for a while. WWE seems to be very focused on setting new records, out with the old, in with the new, and I'm worried that it will only get worse now that they are rightfully, in my opinion, whitewashing Vince McMahon from their website. How many of those old storylines are they not going to want to revisit anymore, and thus wanting to have new records put in place? And that's another reason I think Cody Rhodes is going to go over at the Rumble, so they can have a two-time winner in recent history. It doesn't have to go back to the Attitude Era with Stone Cold. It's a shame some of these Attitude Era wrestlers might not get talked about as much. Now, I do think Stone Cold's pretty bulletproof in that sense, but so many of his clips won't be shown anymore because of how often he feuded with Vince McMahon. So that's the as far as the victims go, those folks are probably way back at the end of the line in comparison to what we've heard. But that is the end of that. Those are my Royal Rumble thoughts. Once again, would love to hear from you and what your thoughts are for the show. Give us a like if you would. Subscribe. Turn those notifications on so you can catch the live versions of the Wrestling Minute every Monday night during Carnage Unleashed. Carnage Unleashed starts at 8 p.m. on all social platforms for Carnage Media and Bite Size Sports. So whichever one you follow the most, go ahead and find us there. And we usually end the show with the Wrestling Minute. So for folks who can't join us right at 8, stop in, get there probably by about 8:45, and you will catch the Wrestling Minute. So thank you so much, folks. Hope you have a great weekend. I will not enjoy the next video as much as I enjoyed this one. So thank you all so much. We'll take care. Hope you do too.